10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for staying with us. If you missed any part of the first hour of the program, you can go back and check that out, radioforall.net, or podcast the show through iTunes. I'm Anthony Edman. Brian Cleveland, there he is, right there. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
He's in studio. We're both here, actually. No, I'm not. I'm floating viscerally in outer space. What's visceral mean?
It's like, that's a big word for you, Anthony. do you have one of those page a day calendars, and yours is a new big new word
of the day. I should get one of those. Then I can up the ante on the radio
show. Vocabulary.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. That website, it's a great one.
Go and check it out. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week, and we've been counting down some of the most played records across Canada for the week ending Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016, from the National Top 50. That National Top 50 is a culmination of over 30 campus and community radio stations' own top 30 charts, and you can find those all online, as well as specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go and check it out.
And you can find us online, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook at earshot20 is our handle. On Twitter, earshot20@gmail.com is our email. All the great ways to reach out if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and want some exposure on this show, we will do that for you. So get in touch with us. And Facebook, you would have seen last week, Brian, you haven't mentioned this yet, but I did have a picture posted there, and it was a picture that included my marvelous beard, which I trimmed. And you haven't even mentioned that it's nice and trimmed, and
I didn't notice.
It looks so nice. I think I'm going to just for men my beard to try and match my hair color. What do you think?
It does match your hair color.
I'm not a redhead. This is a red beard.
Your hair, it's the same color as your hair.
No, it's not.
It is.
Are you colorblind?
No.
Anyway, you might be, though. I'm going to adjust for a minute in a nice dark, and I might do it tomorrow before the banquet. I'm emceeing a banquet, so I might do it before the banquet.
And then shave it off when it goes poorly.
Yes.
So next week, you might notice that Anthony will sound slightly less bearded on the radio.
Yeah. If you can hear it or not. No.
Gross.
All right. We are going to start the countdown now. We've got 10 albums to bring you. Lots of movement in this hour of the charts. Is anything sitting at its spot it was in the week before?
Yeah, only one thing at number 5.
One.
But we have a debut to start off with as well. So,
all right, let's make it happen.
All right, Stryker have a new album out called Stand in the Fire. It debuts at number 10. We're going to hear Escape from Shred City. After that, the Besnard Lakes, I lied, they also sit still. I always miss one, even though I triple check this. It's also sitting still at number 9, the Besnard Lakes, a Coliseum Complex Museum. One of the funnest album titles of the year thus far. Towers Sent Her to Sheets of Sound is the track you hear from that one. And Matt Anderson this week at number 8, up from 20 from the record Honest Man. You're going to hear Quiet Company.
All right, here's Stryker, Escape from Shred City, your number 10 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
For a while, I've got wood for the fire, soup on the go, the moon's coming up, and you're a long way from home. You can come inside and stay with me for a while. As safe as you can be. There's nothing but the sound of the rain coming down and my quiet company. Park by the road, walk up the drive. If I'm out in the garden, you can let yourself inside. Make yourself at home, stay with me for a while. No need to call if you're passing by. The key's under the stone, second from the right. Come on in and stay with me for a while. As safe as you can be. There's nothing but time, so ease your mind in my quiet company. When the night cools down and you drift off to sleep, I'll tend the fire while you sweetly dream. Close your eyes and stay with me for a while. Close your eyes and stay with me for a while. Close your eyes and stay with me for a while. It'll be just fine if you stay with me for a while.
That was Quiet Company by Matt Anderson. Up from number 20 to number 8 was Honest Man. Before that, the Besnard Lakes, Sitting Still at number 9 with the Coliseum Complex Museum. And a high debut at number 10 was Stryker with the new album Stand in the Fire. You heard a track called Escape from Shred City.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thank you for sticking with us, tuning in to the program. And you can find us online. We tell you about that a number of ways. You can also find our friends at Exclaim online, exclaim.ca. Stephen Karlick also on the line with us right now to bring us more music news in this hour of the program. And we mentioned it in the first hour. We're talking about festivals, shows coming up, and it seems like the season has kicked into full gear. Lots of lineup announcements. Oceaga has a hell of a lineup, if I must say.
Oh yeah, it's festival announcement season is in full gear. And of course, as you said, Oceaga has just announced theirs. Oceaga will of course hit Montreal's Parc Jean Drapeau from July 29th to 31st this year. And the lineup is pretty incredible. We Were Right, Radiohead are indeed the headliners for, we believe, the third day. Other headliners include Red Hot Chili Peppers and Lana Del Rey on other days. But even cooler than that are the smaller acts that will be gracing the stage at the festival. These include Disclosure, The Lumineers, M83, Haim, Future, Grimes, Flume, Beirut, Leon Bridges, Block Party, Kurt Vile, Wolf Parade, Cat Empire, Todd Terrier and the Olsons, Daughter, The Barr Brothers, Moe, Dragonette, Vince Staples, and many, many, many more. You can head to exclaim.ca to check out that full lineup. Festival passes are on sale now.
And when you say many, many more, there are so many more. It's just like the poster just keeps going and going. So great lineup and definitely something to look forward to.
Yeah, for sure. Let me say a few more Canadian names. July Talk, Tory Lanez, White Lung, Dilly Dally, Keys and Crates, tons of cool stuff.
Awesome. All right, well, we'll keep that festival announcement going with Ottawa's RBC Blues Fest.
Yes, indeed. A lot of big names at Oceaga and a lot of big names as well at the LeBreton Flats Park in Ottawa for RBC Blues Fest from July 7th to 17th. A little different than Oceaga as they have a longer span of time and all the shows happen at the same park, but they happen on different nights. Their lineup does include Red Hot Chili Peppers, just like Oceaga. But it also includes sort of an odd mix, but a fun mix. Wolf Parade, Schoolboy Q, Duran Duran, Future, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, City in Color, Earl Sweatshirt, Brian Ferry, of course, of Roxy Music fame, Alessia Cara, Joe Jackson, Nelly, in case it gets hot in there, and a ton more. So some really cool things sort of all over the map, and including some sort of, you know, artists you don't see that much, especially up in Canada. I actually think Nelly would be a ton of fun. Ticket sales have begun for that one. You can see more details at exclaim.ca.
Now, call me naive if you wish, but when I read or saw RBC Blues Fest, I was like, oh, blues, but some of the acts that they have lined up here don't say blues to me.
Yeah, for the most part, so jazz fests across the country still tend to favor jazz artists, although they will also typically include other things. Like, you know, St. Vincent played some jazz fests last year. They've definitely widened their definitions. But blues fests, even more so, like anything called blues fest now just means a ton of fun stuff because there aren't that many new, you know, blues has been absorbed into a number of different genres, first of all. But even then, like, none of these artists claim to be making blues music. It's just what it's still called.
Just a way to get a bunch of cool names together, which is, you know, great on them because it looks like a great lineup and even some similar names that you'll see to Oceaga as well. So you can kind of follow the bands around if you want.
Yeah, indeed. Or you know, make a choice whether you want to visit Ottawa or Montreal if you're from out of town.
For sure. All right, we will round it out with one more festival lineup announcement. That is Levitation Vancouver.
Yeah, this is a cool one because Levitation is definitely not on the same, you know, financial level as Oceaga or RBC Blues Fest, but this one has arguably the coolest lineup. Levitation Vancouver has only been around for a few years, but they've already established themselves as a festival with taste. They've recently revealed their 2016 lineup, and it includes headliners Flying Lotus and Tycho, which are both very cool sort of artists that aren't playing a ton of festivals. They'll only be appearing there, as far as I know, for festivals across Canada. This year's fest will also include Holy Thup of Montreal, Thundercat, White Lung, The OCs, Calm Trues, Shabazz Palaces, Nothing, Cherry Glazer, Fiddlar, and Soons, who of course have a new record coming out. So very cool stuff there. That'll happen from June 16th to 18th, and will happen at various clubs around the city. For a full breakdown of that, head to exclaim.ca.
Start planning your summer now, folks, because there's all kinds for you to take in, and I'm sure there'll be even more to be announced over the next few weeks.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Stephen, thanks very much for all of the great music news as you bring us every week. Again, exclaim.ca to check it out. We'll turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you. This one is an obscure one. I had never heard of him before, but there is a Calgary musician named Aleem Khan. He apparently has played in a sort of a series of bands in and around Calgary, and now he's released a solo album of his own. It's self-titled. It's available at his Bandcamp and at exclaim.ca. It's simply called Aleem Khan. It's sort of a mix of, you know, there's some funk and some more ambient stuff. It definitely travels a lot of genres, but he's got he's just incredible, and he makes some really amazing sounds on it. Check out that album. This song is called Afterglow by Aleem Khan on Earshot Radio.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Basha Bulat, David Bowie, Pusha T, Carrie Brownstein, Dive, and much, much more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
Keep it.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Breakfast Eggs by Ty Siegel. And that was at number 6, up just one spot this week from the album Emotional Mugger. Minotaur is at number 7, up from number 15. They have a new album out this year called Weird Waves. And we heard an album and a pick from Stephen Karlik, as we do every single week, from the self-titled new album by Aleem Khan. You heard a track called Afterglow. That was from a record that came out in late 2015.
Are there any other type of eggs outside of breakfast eggs?
Afternoon eggs? Brunch eggs?
No, that's afternoon delight.
Well, Anthony, we're going to have a weird conversation later. I'll explain to you what that song's about. It's not about eggs.
That's so good. All right, we are. Oh, can you tell me something before we get
when
on?
When did this radio show turn into Chit Chat Corner?
Chit Chat Corner. Just tell me something. What's it mean when someone follows you on Facebook?
Oh, I think that you don't have to be someone's friend necessarily if they have a public profile.
Oh, so they just somebody see. Followed me. They must think I'm famous.
Yeah, I guess that's something you could assume.
Look at what this radio show is doing for us. Did you get followed or is it just me?
That's hard to say.
Okay, we'll have to have a look. Anyway, I like that Chit Chat Corner. That should be, we should just rebrand the show.
Really broke down the walls of structure here.
All right, we've got a couple more tracks we're going to get to, and then we will have your lowdown coming on the other side of this. But right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 5.
We're going to hear from Grimes, a person that you're not going to get an interview from the next time just because your level of professionalism is tanking. And she has a new album out called Art Angels. It sits still at number 5. We're going to hear a great track from that one called Pin and David Bowie after that. From number 3 to number 4, the album Black Star and a song called Girl Loves Me.
Pardon, I will miss. Drunk in a parking lot, just after 3.
Earshot 20. Number 4.
Tina's old sounds so titty up, this mouth check say. Party up moods, Nanty Vella set round on Tuesday. Real bad dizzy snatch, making all the homies mad Thursday. Popo blind to the poly in the hole by Friday. When the fuck did the Monday go? I'm cold to this pick and puck show. I'm sitting in the chestnut tree. Who the fuck's gonna mess with me?
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Girl Loves Me by David Bowie and his most recent album, Black Star, coming in at number 4, down one spot this week. Sitting still at number 5 was Grimes from Art Angels. You heard Pin.
All right, we have 3 more tracks before this show is all said and done. But first, we are going to let you know about some of the debuts that are happening on the charts. This is below the top 20 because the charts come from the National Top 50, in which we play the top 20. But there are debuts below that, and as Brian alluded to earlier, there could be some of those debuts making their way into this program. It's the lowdown.
Yeah, lots of big debuts this week below the top 26 to tell you about. At number 49, kick it off with Tales of the Tomb with Volume 1 Morpress. Following that at number 47 is No Negative from Psychic Handshake. They have a new one out called The Good Never Comes. Victoria's Iceberg Ferg at number 44, In the Valley of the Purple Prince. And at number 34, Roko Coat had a EP come out late 2015 that was charting called Panic Attack, and they follow that up with a brand new full-length album called Don't Worry, It Will Be Dark Soon. You Say Party are back after a long time running without an album. Previously, the band called You Say Party, We Say Die, and they're in at number 29 with a new self-titled record on Paper Bag Records. And a very high debut this week at number 22, Ray Spoon has a new one out. It is called Armor.
I wager to guess that you think that Ray Spoon and Roko Code could make it into the top 20.
Yeah, and You Say Party as well. That's an album people have been waiting for quite some time.
Okay. Well, there you go. Thanks for that, Brian. So a look at debuts that have a good chance. You know, all the stations have to do is play the record.
It's true.
And it'll impact the charts for sure. 3 more tracks, as I said, to get through, and we're going to do that right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3.
All right, Savages are at number 3 this week, up one spot from the week before. Their newest album is called Adore Life. It comes away from Matador Records, and here's a track called The Answer.
Yeah.
Earshot 20. Number 2.
Don't trust me. I got some things I need to tell you anyway. Sometimes I can hardly believe the way you don't believe what I say. Somebody look at me. Do I have a glass eyelid? Do I have a glass forehead? Can you see through it? You know, sometimes it gets so hard now. I don't know if you can see. Tell me, do I have a glass forehead? Oh, can you tell me why I feel this way? Oh, can you tell me what it feels like to be misread? I know you don't trust me. I got some things I need to tell you anyway. Sometimes I can hardly believe the way you don't believe me. When I say, won't you to trust, 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 trust me. Want you to trust, 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 trust me. I need to trust, 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 trust me. Come on.
Earshot 20. Number 1.
Not
It's the Earshot 20.
That was our number one this week. For the first week at number one, it is the newest album from Baji Bulat called Good Advice, rising one spot and flipping spots with our number two with a track called La La Lie. Trust by Nap Eyes at number two, Thought Rock, Fish Scale. And before that, at number three, up one spot was Savages. Their newest album is called Adore Life, and we heard The Answer.
There you go. Here's the answer. We're all done. Huh?
We are done.
Ba-doom, boom, boom.
That wasn't really a good joke, though.
Okay. I'll work on it. If you're just tuning in...
You owe me one rim shot worthy joke. Not today.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening...
A rim shot and a rim job aren't the same thing.
Stop it! If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony and Brian Cleveland, also in studio. And we just finished counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from Earshot. You can find the charts at that website, and you can find us online a few ways. Facebook.com/Earshot20. At Earshot 20, our handle on Twitter, and earshot20@gmail.com. Of course, the show is aired every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of St. John, New Brunswick, where we record, and then we send over syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or podcast through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much, and join us next week when we have a brand new countdown for you and possibly some new entries into the charts. We'll see what happens. Until then, though, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.